Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, more muscular, healthier, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. It's January 7th, 2015, and today's very short episode is going to be about habits. This is one of the most important things that you can do to understand if you are not getting the results that you want, how to go about getting those results. You see, the results that you have today are 100% a result of the habits that you have. And it's not just your exercise and eating habits. It's not just that. It goes way deeper. You see, in the world, there are two types of habits. There are doing habits and there are not doing habits. So that means if there is something that you're not doing, there's something that you're not achieving, it's because you are in the habit of not achieving or not doing what it takes. If you are fit and you are shredded, the reason is because you are in the habit of doing what it takes to be and stay ripped and shredded. So if you want to change your results, this year, 2015, it's not going to take just the right knowledge. It's not going to take knowing how to apply that knowledge. It's going to take developing the habits that support the actions once you've got them in place. You see, people who go through a weight loss routine, especially right during the beginning of the new year, they hit the gym super hard. They're there for a couple weeks, maybe a couple months. But then what happens is this. They get to the point where they develop a habit of going to the gym every single day, eating a certain way, and they're getting results. A lot of people are trying to lose weight. And you go through that, and they stick with their programs. And then they run into some snafus. A month, maybe 2 months, maybe 3 months into it, something happens. They get burned out, or work gets too hard, or their family responsibilities get too big, or they suffer a breakup, something like that. Something happens that just completely throws them off their game. And a lot of people, you see this a lot. January 1st, the whole month of January, the gym is packed. And then by March, it's fizzled out. It's right back to being partly empty. The gyms, the machines are mostly available when you come in and use them. It's just not the same anymore. A lot of people have dropped out of their game. Now, why is that? Is it because of lack of knowledge? Well, kind of. Is it because they didn't go to the gym? Well, yeah, of course. But you know what? Here's what it is. See, the difference between people who are shredded in shape and stay in shape versus the people who are not, even the people who are able to put a good effort in, get into shape, but then they get out of shape. The difference between the two is not a difference of time or having the time. It's not a difference of discipline either, believe it or not. It's nothing to do with discipline. But it's simply a difference in the habits that they have. And the most important habit is knowing how to avoid getting into the pitfalls that usually take you out of your game. You see, in just about every single body transformation program that is out there that you can do, there's a good chance that you're going to have to stick with it for quite a bit of a time, depending on how much of a goal you have. If you want to go from looking like an average Joe to looking like Wolverine, got a client who I'm putting through right now. Average Joe. We're going to make him look like Hugh Jackman in the next 4 to 6 months. It's going to be absolutely astounding, the transformation that you're going to see there. Or maybe you're just trying to go from really obese to nice and lean and thin. Got another client that I'm working with right now who's doing that. 300 pounds. Huge waist. We're going to get that waist down from a 44 down to a 36 in the next few months. And the way we're going to do that is by changing the habits. So obviously, you've got to change your workout habits. You got to make it so that you're working out on a regular basis. Number two, you got to make a habit out of making sure that you are constantly progressing. Number three, you've got to make a habit out of your nutrition so that you are consistently eating what you're supposed to continually get the results. But the habits that a lot of people and trainers and fitness enthusiasts do not focus on are the habits that help you avoid the common pitfalls and even the not so common pitfalls, and also the habits that get you back on the wagon if you end up falling off the wagon. Some of the things that you want to be able to do, one of the habits that you want to develop for making sure you don't fall off the wagon. A lot of people fall off the wagon because either they don't go to the gym or they don't continue eating what they're supposed to eat to get the results. Some of the habits that you want to develop for that is having a system of showing up to the gym on a regular basis. And if you're a type of person that needs motivation, well, I think it would make a lot of sense for you to find a partner that is willing to show up for you. And here's the thing. Don't let relying on a partner be something that you depend on too. Learn to make friends at the gym. This is an example of a habit here. See, someone who knows what to do. If you make friends with everybody at the gym, then it doesn't matter who your partner is. You're going to go to the gym and you're going to feel motivated to go anyway because you've got someone that you're showing up for. You get it? Start by making friends with the staff members. Start getting to know them. Start telling them what your fitness goals are. And guess what? The more you update them, the more you talk to them. If you ever talk to a lot of people that go to the gym, and you're going to find some people that won't talk to you at all. But here's the thing. You know, a lot of people are really busy. If you just take the time to connect with the people there, they will reveal to you who they truly are. They will reveal the kind, friendly person that they truly are inside their heart, and they will become your friend, and they will inspire you. They will motivate you because you know what? You're inspiring them, and you're motivating them by showing up to the gym every single day. Don't rely on one person to help you stay motivated. Make sure that you have an entire environment of people around you who is keeping you motivated and inspired. And when you do that, well, guess what? You're going to be in the habit of receiving motivation from other people. When you have motivation and inspiration from other people, you're going to stick with your program a lot more, aren't you? And when you do that, you automatically are going to stick with your nutrition a whole lot better because you know what's going to happen when you don't stick with your nutrition, don't you? Now, speaking of nutrition, let's talk about the habits involved with that. Now, for most of you are following programs that involve a lot of meal prep, and that's all right. That's totally cool. You can do a lot of meal prep if you want to. And here's something that I used to do back in the day before I learned a better way to do it. But here's the thing. If you're doing the 5 to 6 meals a day and you're doing the macronutrient management, I don't care if you're doing 80-10-10 or 30-55-15, whatever your macronutrients are, if you're managing those, make sure that you spend 1 to 2 days out of the week just making all of your food at once. That's right. Get in the habit of making your food in bulk. Get in the habit of packing everything up in your Tupperware containers. Get in the habit of washing your dishes on a regular basis and so on and so forth and packing all that stuff into the fridge. That's going to be important for you. But here's the other thing too. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you are traveling? What are you going to do if you're not going to be around your food at all? What if you have a special event? You're going to let that throw you into a downward spiral? You know what? The sad part is it throws a lot of people into a downward spiral. You know, a lot of people get hit with 1 or 2 consecutive days of something where they can't stick with the nutrition, and then they find they just can't get back on the wagon again. They find that they're just like, oh, there's a part of their mind, and this is, it's common, but it's totally irrational. And it's important that we recognize that, and it's important that we do something about it. And some people say, oh man, well, if I just screwed up a couple days, or if I even screwed up an entire week, what's the point of even going back? They feel like they're so far behind, they can't catch up. Don't let that take you out. Don't ever let that take you out. Here's what you do, is you make sure that you go and you research and you find some convenient portable snacks. Look for vegan fitness bars. Yeah, they're like candy. Yeah, we all know that. They're like candy. It's full of sugar, but you know what? It's better than nothing, and it's going to keep you close enough so that you can at least maintain your level of progress with your nutrition as you go. Get powders. Get protein powders. Get those little vitamin or green powder drinks and stuff like that that try their best to replace whole foods and vegetables. That's okay. It's not a replacement, but you know what? It'll do a whole lot better if you end up finding yourself, if it's a choice between eating crappy restaurant fast food versus a nutrition product like powdered greens or a green healthy protein, vegan protein bar. Choose that instead. And what that's going to do, it's going to help you in two ways. Number one, the nutrition is going to be slightly better. And then number two, it's going to keep you in the mindset that you need, because it still means that if you're doing that, you're using your own strategy of success to be able to keep that up. I've done it before. I've been able to get incredibly shredded whenever I've had to use protein bars and those shakes. Back in the day, this is before I was even vegan, I used to use those Metrix shakes a lot just out of convenience. Hey, my body responded. It worked just fine. And then I got back right onto the whole foods as quickly as I could. But that's a habit and a strategy of success in the body transformation world. And when you do this long enough, a lot of people say it takes 30 days to create a habit. Well, I think it takes 30 days to create some habits. I've found that if you do this for a straight 6 months, I mean, that means that you commit yourself, that no matter what, no matter how much of an inconvenience it is, no matter how painful it might feel, no matter how much of a pain in the butt or how much you don't want to continue doing it, if you continue to do it anyway, I'm going to tell you right now, if it's going to get you to where you really want to go, then I'm going to tell you, you are worth the pain. You are worth the effort. You are worth doing whatever it takes, no matter how inconvenient it might be at sometimes. You are worth all of that so that you could have the body of your dreams. I'm going to encourage you to go get those. You want to change your results this year? I'm going to encourage you to change your habits. And speaking of habits, would you like to learn some amazing habits that's going to make it a whole lot easier for you to get those results that you want? It's going to make it so it takes less time for you to get those results. It's going to take less effort for you to get those results. If you want all those things, I'm going to highly encourage you to be the very first person to register for our Metabolic Mastery Intensive that's coming up. That's right. We got it. February 28th here in Austin, Texas. That is the date, ladies and gentlemen. February 28th here in Austin, Texas. We're going to do the full day Metabolic Mastery Intensive. You are going to learn how to get leaner as quickly as possible. You're going to learn how to get more muscular as quickly as possible. You are going to learn how to bulletproof your health and reverse disease at the same time. My wife, the vegan medical doctor, she's going to be teaching you some of the greatest health strategies you could possibly take that will require no more than 3 minutes in the kitchen every single day. How would you like that? How would you like to raise your metabolism, help your body become more muscular faster, more lean faster, with no more than 3 minutes of kitchen time? Does that sound good to you? You're going to want to be there. I'll tell you that right now. You want to learn more info? You want to get more information about that? Just simply go to veganbodyrevolution.com and you'll see under the courses tab, you'll see the one-day Metabolic Mastery Intensive link right there. It's got all the information. I'm going to be opening the doors to registration this week, so make sure that you are on my mailing list, you're on my fan page on Facebook, and that you be the very first one to register, because we have a small room, a small intimate training room that we're going to be using, and those spots are going to fill up fast, especially when I tell you what the early bird price is going to be. So, that's all I got for right now this morning. I may even come back with another episode. If you have any questions for me, I have a way for you to ask me the questions and have you be featured on my show. You go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. You can also do this through veganbodyrevolution.com. You click on the social media link, and then what you do is you send a message to our fan page. And the way you send that message is you use a voice message. That's right. If you use a mobile device, you click on the microphone icon when you're writing the message, and then you simply leave your voice. Tell me what your name is, where you're from, and then what your question is, and I will answer it right here on this show. Pretty cool, huh? This is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.